Leviticus chapter 23 verse 5, Vayikra Perikaf Gimel Pasuk Hey. Bachodesh Harishon be'arba'ah asar lachodesh bein ha'arba'im Pesach la'Adonai. In the first month, on the 14th of the month, at twilight, is the Passover of the Lord. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Bachodesh Harishon, in the first month, be'arba'ah asar lachodesh, on the 14th of the month, that is the 14th day of the month, bein ha'arba'im, between the evenings, thought to refer to late afternoon until just after sundown, in other words, twilight, is Pesach la'Adonai, the Passover of the Lord. Bachodesh ha'rishon, be'arba'ah asar lachodesh, bein ha'arba'im, Pesach la'Adonai. In the first month, on the 14th of the month, at twilight, is the Passover of the Lord. Note that this explicit date, Nisan 14, is prescribed in the Torah for Passover in various places. In addition to this verse, see Exodus chapter 12, verse 18, Numbers chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, as well as Numbers chapter 28, verse 16, and Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. Unlike Western Christian tradition that followed the dictates of Emperor Constantine, who oversaw the Nicene Council and decreed that Easter must be observed on the first Sunday following the first moon after the spring equinox, the early Messianic Jewish believers in Yeshua followed the Jewish calendar by observing Passover on Nisan 14th as prescribed in the Torah, with the resurrection occurring exactly 3 days later on Nisan 17, Yom HaBikurim. For more information about the Jewish calendar or the dates of the spring holidays, please see the Hebrew for Christians website.